Let's start with 2:17, 18, and 19, if we can. Start in Colossians 2, beginning of verse 17. Which are a shadow of things to come, but the body is of Christ. Let no man beguile you of your reward, a voluntary humility, an overshedding of wages, including into those things which he had not seen, vainly puffed up by his fleshly mind, and not holding the head, from which all the body, by joints and bands, having nourishment, ministered and linked together, increaseth with the increase of God. Right, verse 17 talks about these things in verse 16 as being a shadow. What would that mean? What's the difference? What is a shadow, anyway?
A shadow is a reflection of something that's real.
A reflection of something that's real.
I mean, you look in the wall, you see a shadow of a staff up there, a staff of light. Mm-hmm. That's a shadow of something that's not. Shadow isn't what's real, it's the staff of light that's real.
All right.
We go outside and you can see shadows of things. So a shadow is an indication that there's something real nearby, or something real that's coming.
So the real thing is the thing that causes a shadow to come when the light is behind it, right?
The shadow is just a little bit of the big thing.
A little bit of the big thing. Picture a shadow. So all these things in verse 16 are simply shadows and not the actual body, which is of Christ. In other words, a real fulfillment of the shadow. Do you have shadows in the pure blackness of night?
No.
Do you have shadows when there's a moon?
Yes.
But pure blackness, no shadow. Got to be some light at least to cast the shadow. When it's in the daytime and you're walking outside, do you have a shadow as you walk if it's sunshine is out there?
Yeah.
Okay.
Not at high noon.
Okay. What happens at high noon?
No shadow.
No shadow. You see yourself just straight up. But as the sun declines, now does the shadow lengthen or does the shadow get smaller? I know, but as the sun declines, as you see it, you know.
Yeah.
All right, but as the sun seems to decline, all right.
Stands
to get along. Well, that's heliocentricity versus geocentricity. That's right. There's the distinction. Yes, Anna?
Well, no matter what the sun moves anyway, suppose the sun moves no matter what, there is based upon, because,
for
whatever.
So what I'm trying to get at is, as the sun, from our position here on Earth, the movement, whether it's real or imaginary, as it seems to move or really moves and goes down as the sun sets, we speak of the sun setting, does the shadow get smaller or get larger?
Smaller.
Smaller? Larger? We got a difference of opinion. Who's right?
It gets longer.
Okay.
It gets sort of stretched out as the sun sets.
Well, according where you are, if you're
in
the east, it's longer
from
the west.
Now,
if you're in the west, it's longer
from
the east.
Well, I'm talking right here. All right. But the shadow, there's an old radio program called The Shadow, The Shadow North. Yeah, that was interesting, wasn't it? Yeah. Lamont Cranston was the name, The Shadow. For the Quarles, what was the...
What
overall
works in the hearts of men.
Yeah, that's right. Yes, that's right. Oh, yes. So he was a, what was he, an investigator? I forget what he was.
Very high-living individual that hates crime.
I see, and he was after criminals.
Yeah, just like the Batman.
All right. So that's good.
He wasn't bad.
So questions at bftbc.org if you want to call us in for comments or questions. We have some of our Korean folk visiting with us again, which is good. We have one from Korea. A young man who's here with John, and all the rest of the ones that are here. Brother Quarles is here, so call us at 856-261-9018 if you wish, or give us the questions at vftbc.org. And Dan, is your machine doesn't work anymore? It works now. With
there's
it?
Questions, yeah. Yeah.
But your cell phone doesn't work?
Well, we have two things we're working with. My phone is, there's a delay in my phone.
Uh-huh.
We have two ways of receiving an email this morning.
I see. All right.
Questions at bftbc.org.
That's right. Questions at bftbc.org. All right. Now, in verse number 18, there's a command. What is the command in this verse?
Let no man beguile you.
All right. And beguile means what?
Trick you.
All right. Trick, deceive, discourage, all these things. Who is the beguiler first in the Bible?
Satan.
The devil, Satan. What form did he take?
Serpent.
Serpent. And what was his command? What was his intention?
Eat the fruit, yes.
What did God say?
Oh.
He said, the day thou eatest thereof, what? I shall surely die. And so Eve took of that apple, but that no man beguile you of your reward.
Well, actually, it wasn't Adam, it was
Eve. Eve that took the forbidden fruit, then gave to Adam, and then he ate also.
Right. It's good.
That's right. What did you say at the end?
I don't remember.
Okay. So, the beguile you of your reward. Now, what does reward mean? Reward.
Also, the seat of Christ.
At the Bema
Seat. Way back to the Old Testament.
Okay, the reward in general. For saved people, will they get rewards?
Yes.
Will all saved people get rewards?
No.
What's the difference between being saved and going to heaven and getting a reward in addition to going to heaven?
Well,
will you get some rewards in addition to going to heaven?
Rewards are based on works.
Mm-hmm. Works when? Before we're saved or after we're saved?
After
we're saved. Yeah, Tammy? All right, works done by the power of the Spirit, not in our own flesh. That's absolutely true. What would works done the power of the flesh, even after we're saved? What would that amount to?
Would they
instill? Perishable, burned up. Fire's going to try those works. Foundation we're built on, Christ, if we're saved and born again genuinely. But the rewards. Now, let me ask you this. Does the runner who runs in a race usually seek to win the race?
Yes,
sure. Yes, he does. If he wins the race, does he usually get some sort of reward?
Yes.
Yes. A medal or whatever. In the New Testament, what did they give him? Well, a wreath. Just a wreath and so on. That was a little tiny thing, but to them, that was a great honor. And some people just get a sheet of paper, get some recognition, something, but reward. So, in 1 Corinthians chapter 3, the basis of the reward for Christians are given there. And at the judgment seat of Christ for saved people, it talks about a foundation, and no man lay other foundation than that which is laid, which is Jesus Christ, foundation. And then it talks about the building upon this building, this foundation building. Now, there's different building materials. What are the building materials?
Wood, hay, and stubble.
You can build on that foundation.
Gold,
silver, and precious stones. Which is bigger? Which type of arrangement is bigger? Wood, hay, and stubble is usually bigger. Then gold, silver, and precious stone. Which is more valuable?
Gold,
precious stone. Which will perish with the fire?
What
is that? What does the fire do to the gold, silver, and precious stone?
Purifies.
So there's rewards, as it says in that scripture. And so let no man beguile you or confuse you with reward. Now, there's certain things that are mentioned here. First of all, a voluntary humility. What is humility, first of all?
Humble,
all right. What does voluntary mean? What's the opposite?
Involuntary.
So voluntary, in other words, you wish that you want to be humble. You make yourself humble. Is there a humbleness or humility of the flesh? Can fleshly people humble themselves?
Yes.
Yes, they can make themselves small and so on. Is there a spiritual humility?
Yes.
Someone has defined humility as this. Something, if you think you have it, you don't. How's that sound? Something, if you think you have it, you don't. Definition of humility.
From the other person.
Words, if someone says, I'm humble.
He's lying.
Proud of it. So yeah. So anyhow, but humility, voluntary humility, don't let anybody beguile you about that. And what's the next phrase here in verse 18?
Worshipping
what?
Angels.
Now, who are angels? What are angels?
Messengers of God.
Messengers of God. Are they real or imaginary?
They're real.
They're real. Were they at the birth of Christ?
Yes.
The birth of the Lord Jesus? They were there, weren't they? Angels from heaven and so on. Were they at the death of Christ, at the burial of Christ?
Yes.
Yes, an angel at the tomb, remember? And the man standing there, and what did the angel say?
Why seek ye the dead amongst the living?
All right. Why seek the dead? Yes, Anna?
There was an angel in the Garden of Gethsemane.
All right. What was he doing there?
He was, I forget if it says,
strengthening the Lord, that's right. Strengthening, the angel of God was strengthening him that he would not die in the garden, but wait until the cross of Calvary. Questions at bftbc.org or 856-261-9018. Give us a call or email. Yvonne?
Were there angels on the temptation? Did they feed him? I forget what that was. Moses?
I don't know about angels and the temptation.
Yeah, they came and ministered to him after the 40-day temptation.
The angels came ministered. Yes, thank you. That's at the very end of the 40 days ministered unto him. Where else are angels involved? In 2 Corinthians 11, where Satan is called what?
The
angel of light.
Because of the angels.
What is that?
1 Corinthians 11 is because of the angels.
What happened? Because of the angels.
There's a certain order because of the angels.
Women should have proper length hair because of the angels. And many of us feel that that goes back to Genesis chapter 6, when the angel of God saw the daughters of men intermarried with them, and monsters were born, and therefore God had to kill all of the people except eight in the flood. So the terrible thing. So to keep so the angel wouldn't come and be attracted in the same way, that's what some people believe as far as that's concerned. So angels are defined in Hebrews chapter 1 as what?
Ministering
spirits sent forth. To them,
who are saved.
To the heirs of salvation. The heirs of salvation. That's right. And in the book of Revelation, chapter 2 and 3, who are angels there? Called angels, meaning what?
Pastors
of the churches. Messengers. See, the angel of the church of Ephesus, the angel of the church of Laodicea, of Smyrna, Pergamos. Probably angel angelos, meaning the messenger. In other words, probably the pastor of those churches. See, the one that's representing them. Right? What kind of angels are there? What the classifications of
angels?
Seraphim. What else?
Messenger.
Well, messengers, yes. The seraphim and cherubim, so those are classifications. And what else?
We'll have a classification as archangel.
The archangel means the lead angel. Well, they're fallen angels, aren't they?
Satan.
Satan, does he have any followers? Does Satan manage to have any of his followers come fall with him?
Yeah.
Yes, there are many, many fallen angels. What is their destiny?
Lake of fire.
Lake of fire. For what was the lake of fire prepared? The devil and his angels. Matthew chapter, I forget the chapter in Matthew. Yes, Ron?
Review for me how other angels fell with Satan. Did they take sides? I can't remember. I mean, that's what I think. I can tell you what I remember, but I'm
well, in Isaiah chapter 14, Satan had five I wills to God. One of them, I will be like the Most High. Apparently, when he fell, he took some others with him. And he had access formerly to the presence of God. And although the Bible tells us exactly the details of when they followed him, I don't know that they followed, but he has in this book of Revelation, it says the devil and his angels fought with God and Michael and his angels. Now there was a battle, angelic battle. Well, it's in the book of Revelation.
12:4.
Okay.
Well, there's a guy that knows. 12:4. Okay. Yes. So,
Satan's cast out. Michael, the archangel, Satan, and the holy angels fight.
Mm-hmm.
Michael, the archangels, angels of God win, and Satan's cast out.
Mm-hmm.
And he gets his wrath and persecution of the Jews and church.
Mm-hmm.
The woman who delivered the child, Israel, which is Christ.
Mm-hmm.
So he begins a worldwide persecution. Hitler was like kindergarten when Satan begins a worldwide persecution of the Jew.
Right.
Yes. And he's no longer the accuser.
No longer the accuser. Very good. Now, do you recall anybody that says found here worshiping of angels? Is there worshiping of angels today? Roman Catholic worship angels.
Worship saints.
Saints, and sort of they've also referred, they pray to the saints and so on.
They pray to the Pope too, that's terrible.
Yes, they do. Yes, Martha, yeah. Yes, Pastor.
If I've been in 30th Street Station, you see the great apostasy of the angel lift the man up.
Stay there.
It's a great big statue,
36th
Station, Philadelphia. They had a statue of the angel holding man up.
Oh,
Hmm? Outside or inside?
Inside.
Inside.
It's inside. It's been up there for years.
Oh, really?
Now, when you look at that, no, it's God was the man up, not no angel.
Yeah, yeah, right.
But that's probably Roman Catholicism.
Mm-hmm. Is there not a television program about angels?
Used to be.
Used to be. What's the name of that? I don't remember it. This comes
City of Angels.
Pardon?
There's another movie called City of Angels.
City of Angels.
No, it's another.
That was a woman's story.
What is that, Bill?
No, what Anthony's referring to is actually a police story.
A police story, huh?
Yeah, it wasn't about angels. Uh-huh. I know what you mean, though, but
yeah.
I can't think of the name of it. But it's about an angel that actually comes and guides a person.
Yes, yes. Some
the woman was an angel.
Yeah.
And Della Reese was, I guess, was supposed to be Holy Spirit.
No.
It's a shame she was a good singer.
So I was.
It came on Sunday night.
Sunday night. So we
and she was a woman.
Yes.
The angels are masculine.
Yes, they are. Angelos, masculine.
Charlie's
angel. That's a little different angel.
Yeah, that's one of them.
But voluntary humility, worshiping him. Does God want us to worship angels?
No.
Who does he want us to worship?
Jesus.
The Lord Jesus, himself, God the Father, Son, Holy Spirit, all the three for the Trinity, not angels. Then it says, intruding into those things which he hath not seen. Intruding. What is intruding?
Busting in.
Talk about an intruder. Does an intruder belong, or does an intruder not belong?
No, it
doesn't belong. Had this couple coming in there with intruders to the party that
right.
The president threw. How did saw an article, Anthony's going like this, an article about two people that are intruders, you know, go down and see the picture. President Obama and his wife, because they didn't qualify to be president. See, they're not born naturally born citizens, born in Africa. That's a laugh, but intruders mean those that come in, they shouldn't be in there. Those two people, they claim they had a pass, you remember?
Mm-hmm.
They didn't have any pass, I forget their names, but some strange name. And they also broke into another party, some
other
party.
It was a breakfast.
Breakfast.
They had a date mixed up.
But remember that other, they had a Negro or a black caucus that they broke in before the presence. I forget the name of the thing, but... be careful of those intruding and those things which they're not seen. Now, how do you go about going into things you haven't seen? Can that somebody explain that to me?
You believe something's happening in there.
All right.
But you don't see it.
All right.
It's like down in Thomas. You didn't believe
that. All right.
That was Jesus.
So there's a good thing about whom having not seen we love. We walk by faith and not by sight. A good thing, but part of this is an evil type of thing. Yeah, Anna?
Well, if you don't understand something completely, you shouldn't make things that are based upon scripture, I don't know what I'm saying.
I was thinking of the passage where the Roman Catholic Church has Mary interceding to Christ.
Mm-hmm.
The Bible says only one person will intermediate between God and
man
Christ
Jesus. That's right. That was the things that could be.
That movie was touched by an angel.
That's right. Okay, well, those things. In other words, there are apparently some people that are trying to unscrew the inscrutable. That's an expression that Dr. Walworth used to say in Dallas. People trying to unscrew the inscrutable. You can't unscrew it. In other words, you can't really go into things that are unfathomable. You can't really understand if they're trying to still deep down there, come into the deep secrets. I think maybe the Gnostics had this deep, deep, deep learning. You can't. Nobody else can understand it, but the Gnostics are special. Very deep thinking. Yeah, Dad?
Now, this is going back to God, sir. Are the seraphim and cherubim a type of angel, or are they a unique being in and of themselves?
I would think there would be a classification of angels. Certainly they'd be unique, yes. Seraphim are called burning ones. Seraph, to burn. Cherubims were the ones that were... Who did God post at the Garden of Eden so they wouldn't go back and...
Cherubims,
all right. And what did Isaiah see in Isaiah 6?
Seraphim.
All right. So there's different classification of angels.
They're different, though, aren't they?
Oh, yeah, they're different. But Dan, I don't know whether that answers that or not. What do you think about it?
Well, I always thought they were different types of angel, but some people believe seraphim and cherubim are not angels. They're just some other type of created being.
Mm-hmm.
And perhaps they're splitting hairs. as far as that's concerned, and whether or not the non-seraphim, non-cherubim have wings or not, whether or not they, I mean, clearly in the Isaiah passage, they're flying, mm-hmm. they have six mm-hmm. wings, with 20 they cover their face, with 20 they cover their feet, with 20 they fly.
Mm-hmm.
You have the holy, 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 kadosh, is that the
Greek? Holy, holy, yeah, kadosh, holy, that's the Hebrew, yeah.
And so, I mean, I was taken that they were a classification, the type of angel.
Mm-hmm.
So there are some people that believe they're completely different beings.
Yes. Well, I think the same would be undoubtedly. But does that mean that all angels have wings just because the seraphim have wings? Doesn't mean that at all. See, the angel that appeared at the tomb didn't have any wings. The angel appeared to Mary didn't have any wings. Mm-hmm. Well, they're just playing death by the cross.
Well, if wings, I think the angels that went down to Sodom and Gomorrah. Well,
yeah.
We can't tell from the text.
Yeah.
But also, we go to Job,
mm-hmm.
and especially Ezekiel, we see the wheel within the wheel, and the four, and the angels around the throne of God, the faces.
Mm-hmm.
And in Isaiah, the seraphims there seem to just be singing, holy, 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 night mm-hmm. and day.
Yes.
Yeah.
So, yeah. So the intrusion into the things that they see not, in other words, we can, for instance, the atoms and the nucleus of the atoms and the protons and neutrons, that's, I don't think it's talking about that, because we look at that, that's how we see matter. We see matter from, yeah?
Well, maybe we don't know what the angels look like unless they're specifically described for us, so maybe we should just wait and find out.
Yes.
Well, what's the thing in the Greek and Hebrew?
Yeah.
Did they define it when they translated
mm-hmm.
it?
Well, it's just simply angelos, which simply means messenger. That can be either human messenger or divine messenger. See, in the case of angels, it would be divine messenger.
Definitions, isn't it?
Well, it's just...
The definitions come out of the Arabic and the Latin and the...
Hebrew and Aramaic.
They must have gave description of a seraphim.
Well, seraphim, yes.
Become a seraphim in English.
Yeah, burning ones. That's sharp. Seraphim is just transliteration. Tammy, and then Pastor Coral.
What is the point of this verse? Is that they were not to worship idols?
Could be.
I mean, that was the verse last week in 1 John 5,
mm-hmm.
the last verse of the chapter.
Keep yourself from idols.
Mm-hmm.
Could be. Pastor Quarles, do you have an idea on this?
No.
Or something else you were going to say?
No, I was going to mention probably the greatest of all the angels in the Old Testament was the angel of Jehovah.
Yes.
The pre-incarnate appearance of the Lord Jesus Christ.
Right. The angel of the Lord, absolutely. So, not looking into the things which you have not seen. Then what's this last phase? We'll have to stop there. We don't understand the depth of the thing. Vainly puffed up by a special man. What's vainly mean? Vainly. What's that?
Pride.
What is that?
Vainly.
Like pride. Puffed up. What's that mean?
Ego.
Ego. Ego. All right.
I was just thinking the last couple of days, the Pope over in Rome with all his vestures.
Mm-hmm.
All the things, he's out there blessing people, and thousands of people looking up, mm-hmm. and this man's just a sinner.
Yes. What happened to the Pope the other day?
A woman jumped and grabbed him, threw him down. No, same one from last year.
Same woman?
Same woman.
But the same
Same. She didn't change her shirt.
Oh, really? I didn't hear about that. He probably smelled her coming.
What happened?
They enlarged. I think they enlarged the... They did something to me more, but she just jumped and got him, and then some cardinal got hurt.
Yeah, he broke his hip.
Really? The cardinal broke?
Yeah.
The cardinal, he
not
fell also?
Not the Pope, but one of his assistants.
Did he fall also, or what?
Yes, he
yeah,
did
he's the cardinal.
He was
the
cardinal
from St. Louis.
He was a cardinal from St. Louis?
No.
All right. So, but I don't see how the cardinal broke the hip trying to rescue the Pope. Or
no.
Well, he got knocked down.
Also, then we had two knockdowns. The
yeah.
Pope and the cardinal.
And his cardinal, he broke his hip. He was retired.
Oh, my.
Too bad.
I don't know if he got knocked
down. Vainly puffed up. By the way, Dan? Oh, excuse me, Tammy. Got the wrong hand.
I mean, when I think of voluntary humility, I think of the Catholic Church and all these different things you're supposed to do, you're supposed to... bow and
mm-hmm.
the sign of the cross before you even went in to sit down in your pew, and then
mm-hmm.
You know, a cousin of mine, when she got married, she did the same thing in front of the statue of Mary. I mean, it's a voluntary humility,
mm-hmm.
and it's from the flesh,
mm-hmm.
as opposed to
Questions at BFTBC.org or simply 856-261-9018. Give us a call if you want to say hello to the friends and make a comment. Vain and puffed up, this fleshly mind. Fleshly mind, what is that?
I mean, evil mind.
All right, evil mind, not spiritual mind, natural mind, carnal mind, probably carnal mind. So, puffed up minds. What do men and women look like or act like with puffed up minds?
Arrogant.
Sometimes they look
very religious.
Sometimes like religious.
Yes.
How do they act?
Very religious.
Okay, religious. Puffed up in their natural flesh and mind, Anna?
I don't think that means
no.
Religious because they're mainly puffed up.
Yeah.
They're not just puffed up, they're mainly puffed up. That
right.
means they're putting on a show.
Well, all right, a show.
There, Steve, that's what I was thinking of. Like, they were outwardly doing all this and outwardly religious, but they didn't have the truth.
All right. So
like the Academy Awards, all those girls and guys get all dressed up. They're all vainly puffed up.
That's vainly puffed up.
They look better on TV.
Now, does any fleshly mind know more than the Lord?
No.
No, not a single one of them. See, some of them think they may know more than the Lord, or brother God. Their brother like, what?
Could you apply this? About a week ago, the Episcopal Church nominated a woman bishop who's a lesbian. You sit there trying to scratch your head. And these people think it's just great.
They think it's great.
You know, she's living with her partner.
Yes.
And they're sodomites.
Absolutely. Sodomites is right.
Yes, lesbians all think it's great.
They all think it's great.
Lesbians
think it's great.
That's
yeah. And Obama thinks it's great. He's all for the lesbians. All for the homosexuals. That's right. Heard this this morning. That's right. But sad to say, they get a lot of votes. You get the votes, he's ready for 2012.
Not that many.
Not that many. We're not a whole lot of them, but enough of them. So, vainly puffed up, because God, he does not want any of these things. No man be God, you through all these things. In verse number 19, the negative is involved here. All these things are not doing what?
Holding the head.
Not holding. Who is the head?
Christ.
The Lord Jesus Christ. That's a title we give to the Lord. And if saved people realize the Lord Jesus Christ is their head, what should that do to their lives?
Humble them.
The
servant attitude.
They should be obedient to them. Feed the head. You talk about the head waiter and the head bouncer. You know, all the word in English that we say, now normally we use the head. He's the head of this company. It would mean the leader, isn't it? It's a leader.
It comes from the head itself.
The head itself, that's right. And the head, Lord Jesus, is the head.
The head takes care of the body because it's got the brain in it.
The brain and all the actions are falls in there.
Could you apply the Constitution of the President? He's the Commander-in-Chief of the Armed Forces.
Yes, he's the head.
The United States of America.
Exactly, he's the head. And also, as you say, Commander-in-Chief of all armed forces, as such. And not holding the head. What does it mean to hold the head? What sense holding?
Revere them, I guess.
Oh, revere? Holding up?
I'm not looking up to him.
Not looking up to him?
Be submissive to him.
Be submissive to him? I think all that is
holding on to,
clinging to, some of that thing could be. What is it?
Lean on.
Leaning on, that's right, leaning on the head. From whom the whole body. What's this body? From whom the whole body? Who is the body you mentioned?
Born-again believers.
Born-again believers. Some hold the body as being what? North Jersey, Connecticut, I should say. What do they hold as means the
local.
Body? Just the local church, the body of Christ. That's it, see? What do we believe in our church here?
It's the body of Christ.
The body of Christ, saved people, born-again Christians. Wherever they may be.
The body of Christ.
The body of Christ. Holding up the head from which all the body. Now, if all these saved people join together, what's it by joints and bands? What are joints and bands?
Joints inside your body.
Inside. All right. Joints inside your body.
I guess it's the human body.
The analogy of the human
things,
body.
The human body, all these things hold us up.
Mm-hmm.
If they don't work, we fall over. But I don't know what that has to do with the head. Because your body, your leg could be broken and your head could still be working.
The head rules over the body.
You can't really function.
This is the body, the brain telling the my arm to go up and down.
Right.
Comes from the head.
Yep.
The brain.
The body is
the
tank.
And the head is
set
up, then the body
ceases to be.
That's right.
So in other words, to have a head of a body, the body must be well organized and able to follow the head. If the hand is cut off, that hand can't follow it. In other words, so that bands and joints. What are bands and joints?
Sinews.
Well, it could be sinews.
Ligaments,
ligaments, all right. Joints and bands.
Your joints may not.
Ligaments and bones, the whole structure, the skeleton that we have, the skeleton, that's joined by cartilage, all the cartilage is there. So it's a picture having nourishment ministry. What is nourishment?
Food,
all right.
It makes you, tells you to eat, I guess.
All right, so the joints must be nourished, otherwise they'd be creaking, and that's why we, in our house at least, we like glucosamine to nourish our cartilage, nourish it so it doesn't squeak and rattle and grind the bones apart and have pain, different things like that. Yeah.
Well, this is talking spiritually, so spiritual nourishment will be found in the Word of God.
Yes, it would. The Word of God, the Scriptures, full of nourishment, knowing them, reading them, studying them, following them, doing what's told by them, be nourished. And that ministered. And then knit together. What's that knit together business?
Held
together.
Works together, too.
Working together. And that says it increases with the increase of God. What is the increasing part of this body?
The spiritual increase.
Growing in the Word of
God. Learning more about God and believing.
All right. And, Brother Paul?
I was going to say, the longest distance in the world is 17 inches from the head to the heart.
Longest distance. From the head to the heart.
17 inches.
Yes, getting into the heart, very important to nourish the whole body and following the head. And that could be two types of increase, either increase qualitatively or quantitatively. Which is more important? Qualitative or quantitative?
Qualitative.
Qualitative. Why? Both are helpful, but why do you think of the two?
Yeah, you must be the being mature and be perfect. Mm-hmm. And so this quality is important, and also the quantity. Also,
if you have quantity with quality, why do you have quantity without quality?
It deteriorates. You don't have good quality.
Right.
And it doesn't help you.
Right, Anna?
It's a new old participant from the city of brotherly love.
Philadelphia, old participant. All right, go on ahead.
Finally able to configure your system to listen to the broadcast on my Mac using Windows Media Player and Firefox. Only able to get in late. What
verse
is being discussed? Mr. Novak.
Oh, Jonathan. How about that? We miss you, Jonathan. It's Colossians chapter 2, tell him, and verse number 18 and 19. Colossians 2, 19. Thank you, Jonathan. Must be ill. We missed him. He was here in the storm last Sunday when nobody else was here but Jonathan.
Oh, couldn't get out of the house.
But he was here. Yeah. Huh?
I'm wondering if this increase is an increase of God. If you take in food and things aren't working in your body, the food doesn't do you any good. Like if you take medicine and it's not working right in your body, it doesn't do any good. And people that hear the Word of God and they don't let it nourish their soul and increase their spiritual living, it doesn't do them any good.
That's right.
They don't live. You said something about living. I don't know what you said or not, but living. When you take it in, you should live what you heard. You should live the Word. You should
walk it in.
If you take it in and you don't live it, what good is it?
Doesn't do any good. And?
Not convicting or anything.
Reminds me of 1 Corinthians 3, verses 6 and 7. I planted a palace form, but God gave the increase. So then,
God that giveth the increase. Very important. God increase. The increase of God. And by God. God can increase. And I think, as Brother Ewan says, quality, very important. That we there are very few apostles. One of them let the Lord down. There's 13, 12, last one to be 11. And they're small, but with the power of the Holy Spirit of God, they just love all the world, and just Christianity spread because of persecution, basically. Huh?
I think you said this morning something about if you're a Christian, if you're born again, it should, certain things should fall away. There should be fruit. I don't know how you said it, but it was good.
Different logic.
That if you're really saved, then there should be some showing in your life. It should be the old things should pass away. You know, the old life. There should be a different life.
No longer do we like the things we used to like.
Right.
As Paul says, that which I used to do, and I don't want to do it anymore. But still, I want to do this difficult. So the important things of the Lord is the increase. That had the Lord Jesus being the exalted person, not the Pope. Is the Pope the head in verse 19?
No.
No. Are the angels?
No.
No. Are the saints?
No.
Is the Roman Catholic Church?
No.
Is any church?
No.
Is the Baptist Church?
No.
Independent Church? Nothing.
No.
The Lord Jesus Christ himself is the head.
Amen.
And the head of any local church must be Christ. If it's not Christ, then it's the wrong Catholic Church. Then let's read verse 20, 21, 22 together.
Where the Lord, if you be dead with Christ from the rudiments of the world, why, as though living in the world, are you subject to ordinances? Touch not, taste not, handle not, which all are to perish with the using, after the commandments and doctrines of men.
All right, verse 20. What does wherefore mean?
Why.
Is it?
Why.
Could be why. What else might it mean? For that reason, or in other words, for what reason? In other words, all that precedes is the basis of the present verse. Because of all this, wherefore, because of all this, what's the conclusion? If he be dead, what type of condition is this? What's he saying? If we be dead, for special edition, all right?
Because you're dead, or since you're dead,
all right? So.
We're supposed to die with Christ on Calvary.
That's what it says really, doesn't it? We died, if we're saved and born again, we died with Christ at the cross. We're buried with Christ, we're born with Christ, we're ascended with Christ, we're seated with Christ. Okay, Anna?
It says, if you be dead with Christ from the rudiments of the world, and then I went from like, from sin, or dead to sin into the flesh, like, do you see what that means?
Yes. What is a rudiment?
Elements
of the world, something, the ABCs, the very bedrock, basic stepping stones of the world. Be dead with Christ from the rudiments of the world. So, what does it say in Galatians 2:2? Remember 2:20? Nevertheless, I'm crucified with Christ. Nevertheless, I live. And not I, but Christ liveth in me. The life that I now live in the flesh, I live by the faith of the Son of God, who loved me and gave himself for me. So Paul said that he's dead with Christ, he lives. And so if he's dead with Christ from the rudiments of the world, then the question is asked, what question?
Why is the living in the world?
Okay,
he then studied the
ordinances. What ordinances do you think are referred to here? Probably laws. What law would be this? What was Colossians, what they tried to convince the Colossian church to do?
Sufficiency of Christ.
Well, sufficiency of Christ. It's not him. Paul tried to get sufficiency of Christ.
All the Jewish people had a lot of laws.
All right.
They put on people.
All right.
Like, you know, all kind of laws.
All right.
Narcissism.
They tried to put out laws.
And the church had all
kinds
of laws too.
Yeah, that's right.
Fasting, holidays, all kinds of things.
Yes. Over and above things.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. It's the law with grace.
Law with grace, yeah.
Would this reference back to verse 16? Let no man therefore judge you in meat or in drink or in respect of a holy day or of the new moon or of the Sabbath day.
Probably going back to that, rudiments of the world. I mean, the word would be subject to ordinances.
That's
okay. Says if you're dead with Christ from the rudiment, how come you're still subject to ordinances?
Right.
And the ordinances normally local laws.
Mm-hmm.
And if you're alive, you have to obey the laws locally.
But that would be applied to the current laws. But I think, Anthony, the picture of Colossians was that the Jews are coming in with all the laws of Moses. See, they had the laws of the Old Testament.
Jewish
laws and ordinances, yes. And they wanted the Christians not to just be saved by grace through faith, they want to add this and this and this from the Old Testament. So they should be circumcised. They should have holy days. The other things. Galatians too, but Colossians as well. They had some of the.
Maybe not. Because we the previous word.
Right.
You're dead.
Exactly. So you're not subject.
Why then are you still subject to the local ones like God? Mm-hmm.
Right. So the mixture.
Let me have something on
that.
I'll say Greek culture, even though it was Roman at this time. Mm-hmm. But because a lot of the philosophers of the Greeks had such a huge impact in that part of the world, that it extended way beyond, you know, the time of their military role into the time of the Romans. I mean, this worshiping of angels is not Jewish, I wouldn't think.
That's right.
It would seem like it's more of a pagan or a cultic kind of
philosophy. Yeah. I think it was false mysticism that was brought in by Gnostics, the Gnosticism of the philosophy of the people. But they had their own ways of doing it.
Yeah. I think I remember that recently.
Yes.
Gnostics,
they
got in philosophy.
They got a lot of philosophy, a lot of things, ordinances that they were not to follow, or that they were to follow. And then they list a few of the ordinances. Verse 21, touch not, taste not, handle not. In other words, which will perish with the using. Now, these, some of these were Old Testament, some of them are Gnostic type of thing, but you can't escape from Jews that were trying to influence the Christians to go back to Judaism. But this could also be the philosophy of the Gnostics, which are trying to influence to do some of their little tricks and so on. Now, some people, yes, Brother Quarles.
I was going to say, I was thinking, well, used to be when I was growing up, Catholics, they could eat meat on Fridays and eat fish.
Right. Mm-hmm. That's right.
And you don't find it nowhere in the New Testament.
Now, some people have used this verse 21 especially to be speaking of totally opposed to any separation of Christians from evil and from false practices. Do you think that this applies to everything that the scripture says to abstain from? Does this mean that because these things are here, we have no separation from apostasy and liberalism and fleshly things? Does this wipe out any separation from sin?
No.
No? What is it?
I think
exactly. Exactly. But some have used this to say, well, you see, you people that say, don't do this, don't do this, don't do this, being negative. Well, the Bible says don't do this specifically, right in the scripture. Should we obey the Bible not to do that? We should obey the Bible. See, that's the point. See, there's a difference, and people have negatives. For instance, the Ten Commandments, the nine of which are repeated in the New Testament, how many of them are negative? Huh?
Nine.
Not nine.
Eight.
What are the two that are positive?
Remember
the Sabbath day? Now you see, all that negativity, if you apply that and say, never have any negatives, why, eight of the Ten Commandments will be thrown right out, you see. We've got to be sure that when the Bible says no, we say no. When the Bible says yes, we say yes. We follow the Bible. But these three things, a lot of people are using this to say, oh, you people are too separated. I can't do this, I can't do that. They throw out everything the Bible says that is decent and proper, and they say we can do anything we want to do because we can never be negative by anything. So I just want to point that out because touch not, taste not, handle not. These are some things that apparently the Gnostics and probably some of the Old Testament people trying to get them back in were trying to say, which are to perish with the using. So apparently these are things that are eating, things that are touching, and they perish. Now, the main thing is, in verse number 22, what are all these things? They're from the commandments and doctrines of men. What are commandments and doctrines of men? Distinguished from what?
Humanistic
doctrines. Those are the word of God, the doctrines of the Lord himself, doctrines of God. And so, can men impose things upon us if they wish? Mm-hmm. You mentioned the Roman Catholic Church imposing
meet on Friday, no meet on Friday, different things. Bowing and courtesy and cross, some different things. So, now, are there commandments of men that we do follow in the civil sense in our country? Yes, we do. Does the scripture make provision for that?
Yes,
obey those in authority. As long as they don't violate the scripture, we obey those in authority over us and honor the king. And we don't have a king, but we honor the authorities above us. So there are certain commandments, but things that are superimposed upon us. Remember this morning we took the background of the different history of the Roman Catholic things that have come in through 300 AD and beyond. All kinds of things. It's back there on the rack. That's amazing to see where the worship of the Pope came in, where the prayer to the saints came in, where Mary's exaltation came in, all the different things. It's named hour by hour, year by year, I should say. Yeah, Anna?
We have a note again from the city of brotherly love.
All right.
The subject is ordinances. My thinking is that we are subject to local ordinances with respect to earthly courts, but this does not have effect on eternal judgment, which is satisfied by Jesus' atonement on the cross.
Yes, that's right, Jonathan. Thank you. Appreciate that. Glad you could tune in on us and actually hear us, even though you're not able to be with us. And we're glad for a lot of people like that. So anyone else have to write us, give us an email, questions@bftbc.org, or call us, 856-261-9018. Now, did we finish? We finished 22. Let's do the read last verse. Which things have indeed a soul of wisdom in all world worship with humility, and the handling of this body, now they honor to the satisfier of flesh. All right, the doctrines of men. First of all, before we go to 23, still in verse 22. Doctrines of men. Can you give me some examples of this that God says have to follow? Doctrines of men. Pharisees have plenty of doctrines at the end.
I think the Muslims, you have to go to Mecca at least once in your life. Mm-hmm. You have to bow down 5 times a day to the east.
Those would be commandments of men. That's good doctrines of men. Yeah?
The institution of Rome.
All right. Bob?
In some churches, they have a lot of rules. They're not necessarily written down in a book. Mm-hmm. I think that they're rules. And last time, the pastor preaches on them all the time. Mm-hmm. You know, how to dress and all these different things. I'm for nice dressing. But, I mean, there's different rules. I just wonder if that would apply. And then there's other churches that are extremely, I don't know if liberal is the word, they can dress any way they want to.
Mm-hmm.
They don't even have, they have hardly anything on. They can't come to church.
Mm-hmm.
There's different music rules in some churches that don't have those. And other things, I can't remember. I mean, I could come up with them, but I don't remember. So would they be doctrines of men?
Certainly would be rules that men set put up. Perhaps Dr. Williams would like to call us and tell us about some of the dress regulations and rules for the German Baptists. I know there are differences of opinion, and there's been a split in the German Baptist group. And perhaps you'd like to outline some of the causes for that split because of the different things that they had to do and couldn't do. Just like those that are out there in Pennsylvania, the Amish people, they have certain things. Some have buggies. Some have cars, but if you have a car, you have to have a certain color car. There's certain regulations on that. Some have electricity, most of them don't have electricity. They just have pumps and different things. Some have telephones, some don't have telephones. But some can use a telephone to go down the corner and use a telephone. Some people can't even do that. So different rules depending on the structure of things. Yes.
And if they say they're saved, then they're shunned.
That's right. They're shunned. If they're surely saved and born again, out of that. So there's a lot of different groups that have this thing. Yes, Dr. Williams.
Hi, Dr. Williams. Nice Bible study this evening and enjoying it. Glad everyone's there. Let's see the Greens there again. Hello to everybody. Wave to me.
Wave to me.
Anyway, I would like to relate to you. Would you ask me to address is the new conference of the German Baptist Church.
Yes.
There was a split because they were required to dress in a certain way. For example, they had to wear black stockings even during the summer. They had to wear collars of a certain size. For example, the print had to be a certain size on the dress. Their hair has to be pleated in a certain way. They could not watch television, which may be a good thing. They could not have a radio. They could not have a computer linked to the internet. Many, many things that they could not do. They also did not want their children to go on to any higher education. But that just gives you an example of the rules of man. They had a book as thick thicker than the Bible. Hmm. And it was the rules of the church that the members had to follow, and of course some of them were just ridiculous. So the church split, and those who seemed to be more educated came out of the German Baptist Church. There were doctors and lawyers and engineers and those kinds of folks that split off and have formed the new conference.
Good. Well, thank you for that outline. I appreciate it, Dr. Williams, very much.
Yes, sir.
God bless. Bye-bye.
All right, God bless all of you. Bye-bye.
Yes,
ma'am? Baptists are this way, too.
Some Baptists are.
They have a book, but there's different things, rules. They're unwritten rules, and if you break them, you don't know you're breaking them. And like in schools, too, they have, but that's a different thing. But, yeah. I mean, how are you supposed to, what does Paul mean?
I mean, there's doctrines of man, and there's ordinances and rules of man. It's the same as doctrines of man. That's right here in verse 22.
Mm-hmm.
Right. Doctrines is the idea of teachings of men.
Right. For instance, some of the teachings of man.
How does everything of man
that's
God?
Right. Some of the religious teachings of man, for example, about the Roman Catholic Church and the Episcopal Church, some other churches, talk about infant baptism, gives remission of original sin and so on. Is that a Bible doctrine?
No.
Some of them, of course.